If you would both shut your fucking mouths.
Ooh, I'm angry. I love it.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Hello, everyone. It's Ben Weinstein of Yeast Radio here on Eat This Hot Show. Another show. Another show. I have two co-hosts who are always
another
the same.
Opening another show.
What the fuck is that? The schizophrenic singing in the background is belonged to by the one and only Wanda Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio, which the URL is unintuitively wandawisdom.com. How you doing, Wanda?
That's because I'm just so many multifaceted. Hi there.
Blatoris, Blahatoris. Uh-huh. And on the other side, we have the most... I'm trying not to do it, Vera. I'm trying not to do it. I'm trying not to do it. I have to introduce the most famous lady in podcasting now. Hi, you girdle. Auntie Vera Charles.
What the hell was that?
I'm sorry.
It sounded like a Lewis spaz attack, perhaps. Somehow. Hello, lovies.
I can't stop it.
Sorry. And ladies. Oh,
ladies.
That's fine,
Lewis. Oh, look, girdle.
Girdle. I don't think Jerry ever said girdle, but he could girdle.
I did.
Lady, I got a girdle in my haven. Lady girdle.
Let's just get it out of the way.
Okay, well.
I'm going to get it out of the way so Wanda knows.
I'm so glad I could be a part of this train wreck.
So Wanda knows what we're talking about. I'll just read the story verbatim that I wrote for my untitled show, which isn't, since I haven't, this will be up before that. This is still new. I'll just read the story. Comedian Jerry Lewis, who hasn't been funny since about 1952, made another extremely offensive homophobic slur. Lewis, who currently looks like my dead Aunt Mary, was asked on Australian national TV for his opinion on the sport of cricket. Lewis replied, quote, "Oh, cricket, that's a faggot game. What are you, nuts?" This is the second time in the past 2 years that Lewis has used an anti-gay slur on television. Why do we tolerate this drunken tranny mess? Ladies.
Did you get that story off Big Gay News? Hey, hey!
Yes.
But,
actually.
Cool.
I may have. And that story was from biggaynews.com. And the Aunt Mary picture was from Aunt Vera Charles, actually.
Why do we give a fuck and why are we wasting time reporting on such things? That's what I'd like to say. Who cares what some fat bloated has been really, you know, of course he's a homophobe. He comes out of that, you know, angry pre-identity politics era of humor.
I think that only Andy Vera Charles is equipped to answer that question.
I'm sorry, I dozed off. What? Actually, what I'm going to do, I think, is I'm going to insert a little outtake that Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin did plugging their movie The Caddy. That's very appropriate here. So in here will be a little outtake where you can see that the homophobia indeed goes all the way back to the 1950s.
This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis, asking you to see our newest and funniest picture to date.
Of course, you mean The Caddy.
You bet I do. The Caddy is filled with 90 hilarious minutes of howls, gags, fun, and heartwarming entertainment that the entire family will enjoy.
Crazy, man, crazy.
No doubt about it, Dean. This is the funniest picture we've ever made. No kidding, folks. We're sensational. Take my word for it. Come on and join the fun. See Paramount's The Caddy. It'll make you shit.
Cut out make. You ready? He ain't doing a fucking thing. He's just standing there. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with him. We will save and sell you, cocksuckers.
Yeah. This is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis with a reminder to see our newest and funniest motion picture ever, The Caddy.
Oh, he's right, folks. Come on and join the fun in the most wonderful 90 minutes of howls and gags you ever saw.
We'll be seeing you in Paramount's The Caddy.
Yep, The Caddy.
With a big cock on it.
Why do I talk about it, Wanda? Because Jerry Lewis is one of the most pathetic celebrities ever, and because I did see him in Fiddler on the Roof.
He's kind of like Jabba the Hutt.
He isn't anymore, Wanda. He lost all that weight. The weight was from the prednisone.
He really looks like Aunt Mary.
I
showed it to my mother. I said, does this look like anyone in particular? She said, well, it looks like an old Jewish woman. I said, what about Aunt Mary? She's like, yeah.
Aunt Mary
but
dribbling
water. I can't
find
a good picture of Aunt. I can't find a picture of Aunt Mary that isn't from the 50s. Flavin.
Well, this has been the best darn show we've put on in a while. What
well,
else is going
it's
on?
It's been about 4 minutes.
Well, a vote flipping
it's
is
been about
going
30
on.
Minutes.
Vote flipping is going on is the big story today. If you go to
what the hell does that mean, vote flipping?
Vote flipping is when somebody goes and attempts to vote on an electronic voting machine, they press Barack Obama and Ralph Nader comes up or some other something else. The problem is, and there's a big story on Democracy Now!, bradblog.com has videos. And what they're suggesting is that when you do go to vote, you video it with your camera phone?
Flip phone.
Flip phone.
Camera phone.
Whatever you have. And then go to videovoteyour.com and you can post your vote there, especially if it's, and in fact, I don't know if they want you if it's a normal vote, but especially if something happened, like if you pressed, you know, if you have an electronic machine, you video you pressing Barack Obama and you video what pops up on the screen so you can prove it if it fucks up. And now what happens is, and this is so fucking ridiculous, but what these people who make them voting machines, including Election Systems, Diebold Sequoia, and Hart Interactive, are saying is when that happens, oh, that's just a calibration issue. We just have to recalibrate the machine. Well, what does that tell you?
In the meantime,
that tells you that anybody who calibrates the machine can fuck it up.
Can
on purpose, yes.
Can I ask a question?
Oy.
Actually, it's not a question, but I heard they did a story about this on CNN, and at least the response to that was, and I don't know, but they said that before you click OK or whatever, that there's a summary screen that pops up and says, is this your vote, and is this really what you want to do? So that if it's not, you can go back and change
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but the problem is, first of all, it's very difficult. Second of all, if it doesn't work the first time, there's a very good chance it won't work again. Because if it's not calibrated, it's not going to just suddenly become calibrated again. Now, in the videos that are posted on this website, they show them trying to fix it, and it happens again. They even show the poll worker or whoever it is that recalibrates it, recalibrating it, and it still does it again. Now, the other problem is you lose your right to privacy if you have to go ask the poll worker to help you.
I guess I would say, too, I would be worried that, like, who's to say that it says you're voting for Obama, but it's not really recording a vote for McCain? That's why I think there need to be paper ballot backups. Like, I don't see why it doesn't spit out a piece of paper and it shows you what you voted
for. Well, Some of them do.
And then if you agree, then you can submit it into, you know, the machine or
some of them do. In fact, the ones in Chicago do that at the early voting booths. I talked to somebody who did it. But I posted this thing on Yeast Radio. It's within the past week. It's called Steal Your Vote Back. It's a guide by Greg Palast and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They tell you what to do. But basically, you want to vote early if you can, because then you have an opportunity to fix it if they threw you off the voter rolls. And you want to ask for a paper ballot. In a lot of places, if you ask for a paper ballot, they have to give you one. So they
really
can throw it away.
Don't you think it's time, or burn it, or just misinterpret it?
Right.
Don't you think that it's time for
change?
Or I guess, what's the best argument?
change. Yeah, that's a good idea.
But don't you think that it's time for sort of a uniform system of voting or not? It's not uniform. I mean, it's precinct by precinct, state by state.
What we have to do is we have to find the most simplistic way to vote that there is, because I'm telling you.
You know, the thing is, we've complicated it ever since we added the fucking machines.
Yeah.
It was, there was nothing wrong with the most valid system was the system before any of these voting machines, even the ones in the 70s with the levers. All that shit has been less accurate than simple paper ballots that where you just have to clearly label who you vote for and human beings count them.
I just keep thinking about my mother going into a voting booth, and my mother, who is so mechanically retarded that she can't, I mean, there's anything that has moving parts, forget about it. And so, and my mother's not alone. You know, 90% of this country is like that. So they walk in and
what do I press? Where do I press it, honey? I don't know if I did that right. What's
just
the
say
over
faggot.
There?
Yeah.
It's a faggot in a hivey. Cricket's a faggot flag.
So what about this 30-minute Obama infomercial that's going on tonight?
Hold on a second. What were you saying about your mother? I wanted to finish that first. What kind of voting machines does she use where she votes? Do you know?
Well, I know because I would be using the same ones, but I haven't voted since Reagan.
I know.
So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what kind they are.
I'm just wondering, what do they do when they see a machine like that?
Well, I know that my mother can't, you know, my mother can't figure out that when she picks up the phone, if she presses the button number one, it's going to automatically dial me. And she thinks, you know, she thinks she's pressing some other button. So I'm constantly getting calls from my mother who doesn't want to call. Oh, hi, honey. Why did I call you? I don't know. Mother, why did you call me?
Oh, I pressed that damn button again.
She had a heart.
No,
she had a heart monitor on.
Excuse to call her daughter's thing.
She had a heart monitor on a few years ago. She had a heart monitor on, and she kept. And you're supposed to, when you have some kind of sensation of a heart problem, you press the button, and it records your heartbeat so that the doctor can then look at it later. And she kept leaning. Right. The pack was on her hip, and she kept leaning up against the sink when she was doing the dishes and setting the thing off so many times that she couldn't set it off anymore. But that's the kind of thing, you know. That's what I'm. The point of all that is. Is that people are, the more complicated something is, the less likely the accuracy is going to be there.
Yes.
Well, I think what really sucks, too, is that it's more about confidence, too, in a way, right? Like the reason the system seemed to work so well for so long was because we didn't have this fundamental distrust in people screwing with things. And we really didn't know the extent to which people were trying, or at least I should say the average public, you know, Joe Sixpack.
Well, it all started with those fucking hanging chads in 2000.
Because, you know, I think
leave us not forget the dimpled chads.
What's vagina?
I said leave us not forget the dimpled chads either.
Yes, exactly. The dimpled, the loose chads.
Wanda, please look in your box. I just sent you a link. I want her to be in on the Aunt Mary business. I want you to see a picture of my Aunt Mary. This is the one that Vera sent me.
Where did you send it?
On your little Skypey thing. You know, it's in your Skype chat box.
My Skypey chat box?
Skype in the...
Not even Skypey. In the Skype in the hive.
Can you try again? I don't have nothing.
You're one of wisdom, aren't you?
I don't have nothing.
I think so.
Did you get this on the emails?
I'm sending it to you in the chat box. Oh, you know why? Because it's you're on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, here, let me change.
This is speaking of technically retarded. What were you saying, Vera?
Fuck you, whore.
Wanda is the physical embodiment of a hanging Chad.
Hi, my name is Hanging Chad.
Now, who is this?
That'd be a great stripper.
Oh, God.
That's Jerry Lewis's Aunt Mary.
That is really hot.
What is that? Is that like mid drink or something?
No, he does that all the time. He takes a big gulp of water and then lets it fall out of his mouth back into the glass. That's a shtick he's been doing since 1990.
It's really hilarious, especially when you look like a senile woman.
It's very sad.
Lesbian.
So can you answer my question, ladies? What do you think about this half-hour infomercial?
You actually had a question?
My
mother showed it to me, and I said, this is the same thing they showed before his acceptance speech, except it's, you know, not edited, and I could do a better job.
What are you talking about? You've seen the infomercial, the half-hour thing?
Yeah.
How did you see it? It's airing tonight.
Which one?
It hasn't been released yet.
No, he's
the Obama one?
Yeah, he's bought a half an hour of time on all but ABC major
networks.
It's
not the same one that was on the other day?
No.
No, darling.
Do you know what one I'm talking about? Because I did see one.
No, because they only today, this morning, released a one-minute trailer to certain news organizations to see what this was going to be about. And there's going to be a live component.
Then I have nothing to comment because I don't know what you're talking about. If you could send me a link, I could comment. Sorry.
I will say, though, like, I just don't see why he even has to. I mean, I guess why not? He's got the money. Go ahead. But
I feel like it's
going to
backfire. That's what my heart says. It's going to backfire.
Yeah, but you know what? In all these, in several major, major newspapers, the Republicans are sending out several million CDs about, or DVDs, that are basically filled with all this anti-Obama propaganda insinuating the usual shit. And it's really bad.
But you know what? Again, like, polls haven't changed, so people aren't buying this shit. Like,
why?
I don't see anywhere where any of this has worked for their, you know, benefit.
But the thing is, the Republicans are doing it with these DVDs. Obama's doing this to counter that. So
yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying he shouldn't do it. I'm just saying.
I mean, not knowing.
At this point, I don't think he's going to convince anybody that hasn't already been committed. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they will. Who am I? I ain't no, David Gergen.
Oh, there's a new plunger out.
You're a gherkin? You know what would be a good idea, ladies? And I know that I'm not the hostess, that it's Madge's duty today. But maybe we should avoid politics because that's all we talked about the last show.
We do
what
we won't.
Yeah, but this is the day, the last show before the election.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's next Tuesday, dear.
Oh, my God, it's next Tuesday already. Holy motherfucking hell. I already voted.
It's all over. It's all
did
over.
Did you?
I can't vote. I'm so pissed.
I already did.
I can't.
Then how come you don't know what the voting machine is?
Because I absenteed it. I sent it in.
I see.
And that way I don't even have to fit my
large ass. Well, I was about to talk about a plunger. So,
well, please do. By all means, you're the hostess.
Okay. Hold on. Now I lost it because I got all excited about the... Oh, God. I seriously lost it now. There's a new
honey,
plunger.
Honey, you lost it a long time ago.
Seriously, I lost the plunger.
Who's calling you?
Just trust me. There's
a new
plunger.
I'm not taking calls on my program.
There's a new plunger.
I don't know where to go with it. I don't really know. What topic do you have, Vera, since you want to not talk about politics, which is fine.
I don't have a topic because I'm not the hostess.
Okay.
Now we've got to rub her ego back to where it needs to be. Okay, sure. 15 minutes later.
Hello. What are we talking about?
What?
Let's talk about the price of tea in my vagina. If you want to talk, let's talk about unemployment, shall we?
Let's.
I'm on unemployment. I filed electronically. I'm still waiting for the first check. I have to call in and tell them all this shit on their voice response system. They send me this lousy amount of money, which is one quarter of what I used to make, and
it's
shit. And then I have to pay $500 a month for fucking carny ass Cobra.
Did you see though that guy recommended not using Cobra or not paying for it? Did you see that comment?
You know, that is really offensive, actually, because you know this is clearly a comment from somebody who does not who has health insurance. Because the problem is, it's the Cobra thing in a way. I mean, it's a good thing in a way because you can continue your health coverage. But the problem is, it's also extortion. Because if you don't have continuous coverage, and by stopping Cobra, you're not having continuous coverage, then when you pick up insurance again, the insurance companies are not in any way obligated to cover your pre-existing condition.
True.
So, you know, what kind of a recommendation? So this person is recommending that I give up my insurance completely. And then if I ever get a job again, I will not be able to be covered for my mental illness, which is the whole reason I have mental illness.
I'm gay.
Yeah. So it's reckless advice. Well-intentioned, I'm sure, but reckless. What do you think?
Most of us.
Now, what I did like, and I posted this on my Facebook, was I thought it was very interesting that there is a trend that some doctors are actually saying they won't accept insurance at all, and they're charging patients a flat fee every year, like several thousand dollars, for basically the health care they need for a year. So, like, for example, a doctor may say, okay, Mrs. Wisdom, you're a mess.
Ms.
You get, we figured out that you only have to pay $4,000 a year for, and then we'll take care of you this year. That kind of thing.
Well, that's the way that's the way it was in the pioneer days, you know, when
right?
Doc would come on over and not $4,000. But, I mean, you know, before we got all this crazy business about 50 different levels. That's why we need a single payer system.
The problem is we've got so many fucking people, and this is all over the fucking economy. We got so many fucking people feeding off the system that don't fucking work, but want some of your fucking money. And it's the insurance companies, and it's all the fucking bureaucrats, and it's the hospital.
And it's the people on unemployment.
I will kill you with my teeth. I will.
Yeah, Vera doesn't like people who mooch off this system.
I will kill you with my teeth, Vera. With my teeth. You will be dead from my teeth only.
I love you, Mitch.
And I will not tell you anything other than that.
Okay.
You know what really pissed me off earlier?
What?
Celine fucking Dion.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What?
She canceled her fucking concert tomorrow night.
Who cares? She's horrible.
I was supposed to go to that concert, woman.
Rolling Stone said of Celine Dion, she doesn't sing songs, she upholsters them. Who cares? And fuck Madonna. I'm so sick of all these motherfucking queens talking about Madonna. Oh, I got. I just read on my Twitter. Oh, I just upgraded my tickets to Golden Circle. What in the Christ does that mean? She dances around and pisses on you?
I hate Madonna. I always have hated Madonna.
I fucking
Madonna.
Hate that.
I've never liked Madonna from the very beginning, and I
Thank
used to
you.
Stand
I don't
alone
think we
in
need
that.
To be so angry.
Thank you.
I mean,
you're not alone here. I hate
she's
the fucking
clearly
cow.
Got what it
Snaps
takes, and she knows how to
place.
Use it far more than either of you.
She knows
okay!
how to boss queens around who need to be controlled by women because they're afraid of fucking pussy.
You have it all figured out.
Pussy don't have teeth, bitches. Oh, I got tired of you, gay man, being so afraid of pussy. Oh, it smelled like fish. No, it don't. It's just a vagina. That's all it is.
Pussy, don't fail me now.
At least it ain't evil like Dick.
It's just a vagina.
I was with some other lesbians. They said, you know what? Dick is evil. And then the other one said, no, Dick ain't evil. I got a rubber one. It's fine. It's what it's attached to. I said, yes. Correct.
Your man-hating is not acceptable.
Strap-ons are evil. The harness is evil. The dildo is not evil. Is that better for the topics of politics?
Wow. Hey, I backed away because you enlightened me to the fact that this is our last
care.
Program.
I honestly said all I wanted to say about politics. You know, I'm working real hard on trying to get into that fucking election party because it's closed to the public and I'm working on it so I can
how is it closed to the public that doesn't seem to make sense Sam.
Because it would be because the problem is there's a risk of riot if he loses
God.
Or if he wins
well,
now I don't know if you've ever been to a big city when like here when the Bulls were going crazy in the 90s and they were winning like all these whatever they call it, the basketball yeah. you know golden
champion
cup. Championship.
Goal
well, when
post.
The Bulls kept winning, I would dread the Bulls winning because, I mean, it was like riots in the street. Fireworks everywhere, gunshots, and just people running filled this every single street. I mean, you can't imagine this. And, you know.
The only topic I love more than politics, sports.
You
no,
know
can
a topic I
no,
like?
I
like Vera Go Fuck Yourself Sideways.
I think it's like, don't
you're
you think
still
it's
pissed
like
at me.
I'm pissed
at you
aggression.
For what you did to Andy Melton yesterday.
I'm
That's
trying to have
me.
A real conversation.
What the hell did I do to Andy Melton?
Okay, hold that thought, Wanda. Write it down.
Egos.
Hold that thought,
Wanda.
Wanda
we're
Wanda,
talking. Go find something to do. What did I do
you
to Andy
said,
Melton?
Well, I did a show with a particular dried fig who shall remain nameless.
You had to mention the fucking dried fig.
And I there wrote on the post. I wrote on the post. I said, this show contains warning. Yeah, I warned people. This contains 90 minutes of Cheryl, including one Melton and a little bit of Carlos. And you wrote, I will not listen to this show due to the contents of who is on it, right? Now, what you failed to realize is that not only was Andy Melton on the phone, and you know I don't like to make fun of obese people, so I think it's especially rude, considering his obesity, health issue.
Andy knows how I feel about him.
I said, during the show, I said, so Andy, what's your favorite show? He said, Auntie Vera.
Oh.
And then you said you don't want to listen because of the people on the show. You're a mean bitch.
First of all, you're wrong. Second of all, because of your retarded...
What do you mean I'm wrong? What am I wrong about?
You put on your notes, Wanda, find something to do. You put on your notes like Meltard,
and it links to it Meltard, and it links to Andy Melton. Now, come on, give me a break. You know what that means.
I should have been more specific in that I wouldn't listen to the show because of the dried fig, but I didn't.
That is correct. That would have been fine.
Yes, and I should have done that. But Andy Melton and I are in communication with one another, and he knows very well how I feel about him.
Well, he is an obese man, and we have to be careful talking about obese people because it's not their fault. Okay, sorry, Wanda. Go ahead.
Do you have anything of any interest whatsoever to say, Wanda?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know if I can quite tap
the fascinatingness
ego parade,
of that.
But,
God, this is
yes,
so Skype-y.
I was just good.
Jesus Christ.
Deal with it. Suffer. Because I had to.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Live in the hurry.
So.
Out with it, young lady. Since 1948.
It didn't work for him. I don't know why you think it's going to work for you.
What?
It did work for him. He's famous in France.
Yeah, he's an old man pooping on himself in a wheelchair.
Come on, will you just spit out what it was you wanted to say, Wanda, please?
God, no lie, Wanda, spit it out.
If you would both shut your fucking mouths. Ooh, I'm angry. I love it. I'm really not, though. No, I was going to say, you know, I think the when people go crazy over a sports game, don't you think that's really just like pent-up aggression caused by the fact that people are getting shit on every day of their lives in society?
That's a good
there
subject.
There very well may be... Oh, shut up! Please. I was trying to have a real...
Just ignore her.
Discussion.
That's valid. That's valid, Wanda. Ignore
Thank
the
you.
Ignore the oh, overripened
Madge
plum.
Madge has spoken. It
ignore the
valid.
Overripened plum.
It's kind of like a hamster that fell in the pool and been sitting there for 6 days. It's all bloated. And
well, that sounds
green.
Like me, actually. I resent that.
Anyway, I was
I'm
just trying to
hamster.
Make a point ancillary to your argument about the angries.
Well, no, I don't know what makes... I think people, when they're excited about sports and victory, it's like they feel like they've accomplished something themselves, even though
well,
they haven't.
Because there's so few outlets for that in society today, right? We're all, like, paralyzed or anesthetized, perhaps, is a better word.
Girl, all I know is I'm a goddamn mess.
I'm with you, baby. I'm a mess, too.
I'm a mess. Maybe that's the topic.
Maybe.
I think you could save that for your therapy session.
I'm interested, Madge. What are the...
Of course you are.
The contribution...
Let me suck the wet farts out of her ass.
Contribution.
I love Wanda so bitter, finally. Let it out, honeys. Let it out, Wanda Wisdom.
You've been
See,
holding
this
it in
is,
for
this
so
is
long.
So this is so apropos that you're talking about why do people get excited about sport games when you're doing the exact same thing. You're letting out all your cunt on our show so that you can be all... Oh, hi there. Oh, there. Oh, I love my sobriety. I'm Wanda Wisdom, and I don't like violence. I don't like when people say negative things. Oh, flowers and butterflies and sober. I want to share it with all of you. Ah, girdle.
Go, baby. Go. Go, baby.
True.
That's
true.
That's
all I wanted to say.
Is that not the worst Wanda Wisdom impersonation?
Yeah, because I sound like
I'm gonna cry.
Some waspy tranny on helium.
No, you know, I feel like for me this is a great opportunity that I am, you know, somebody who reports on the social situation of America and the political situation, and I'm smack dab in the middle of it. I'm unemployed. I'm a lesbian. I'm a mess, and everything's fucked, and the future looks like shit. And I'm right here in that. I'm soaking in it, and my name's Madge. What do you want to know? Mm-hmm. Talk to me. Ask me a question. I'll tell you the answer as far as I can throw it.
Flaming.
Come on, ask me. Ask
well,
me a question.
You?
Do you think...
So are you going to... Oh.
Go ahead, Wanda.
No, I was just going to say, are you planning on going then? Or like, how, what do you got to do to get in?
In what?
The thing in Chicago.
Oh, for the election thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm working on it. That's all I'll say. I don't want to get my tricks.
Oh.
I'm working.
Careful, you don't want the Secret Service all over your ass.
I'm working on... No, I'm not working on anything illegal. I'm working on legitimate ways to get in, so don't worry.
So did you see about the West Hollywood couple of queens who hung Sarah Palin up?
No, what's that?
Yeah, Can't... and did you see that they were absolved of any wrongdoing?
No, I didn't. I haven't heard. All I heard was the hoopla. Well, what happened was is two queens in West Hollywood decorated the outside of their house for Halloween. One of the decorations was a very obvious effigy of Sarah Palin. It was a white wig head with glasses, her hair, and a red dress hanging from a noose. above it was John McCain coming out of some kind of flame. I think it was the chimney full of flames and his arms, you know, the way he raises his arms, and he was coming out the top.
Half raised.
Huh? Like yeah, half raised. You know, his funky arms.
That's cute.
Yeah. Well, you know, once again, I think you can take your opinions too far and. If they had Barack Obama hanging by a noose, can you imagine what that would have stirred up?
That would have been awful.
Right.
But they don't lynch white people. They never have.
But you know they did. Did you not see there was a guy in the South? Now this is what they don't tell you. See, they make you think that, you know, if they did it to Barack Obama, it'd be front page news and it'd be illegal and blah blah blah. But there's a guy in the South that did that very thing. He had like a ghost hanging from a tree, and it was covered in Obama signs. And he said,
"Go ahead."
You know, so I mean, I don't know. Free speech, you're allowed to be retarded.
Well, you know, I don't know if there's laws against hate speech or to their extent, but I would say clearly, you know, you're pointing when you've got Obama hanging from a tree, you're potentially you know, in hate crime or hate speech territory. And when you're sticking, because of the connotations with the past and with lynchings and with hanging, because they used to hang a lot of gay, even this century, they hung a lot of black men on trees.
You just did a Freudian. Because you said gay. Yeah. You said gay. They hang a lot of gay.
Did
and
I?
Yeah.
Did you see the, I sent you the picture, Mad.
You know what I want to know is there was also, and at the same time this week,
can I clarify something? I absolutely agree that the hanging Obama in effigy would definitely be much more incendiary on a lot of different levels. But I still think that hanging Sarah Palin, even though she is a vacuous idiot who should, someone should hold her down and poop on her face. I mean, I think that should be done. But you never, you know, not
so actual physical harm is okay, but, you know, putting a dummy from the.
Oh, blow it out your sweet, everything's wonderful ass.
You just use your brain before.
So what do we do with that, Vera? What happened to those people?
What happened to what
people? Were they forced to take
it down? Oh, no, Wanda knows that part of the story. I just saw that they did it, and then it became, you know, all over the news here.
Okay, so what was the what happened after that?
It said that, you know, the mayor of West Hollywood complained, but Jeffrey Prang, who's the mayor, some queen, she says, I respect that we all have the right to freedom of speech. While these residents have the legal right to display McCain and Palin in effigy, I strongly oppose political speech that references violence, real or perceived.
Now, that's a fair response, I think.
Well, that's the politician's response.
Because it is illegal. When you're talking about the president, it's illegal to insinuate murder of the president, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's retarded.
So I could see that. I could see that, actually. It makes sense, the response.
You know what I'm always interested in is, Wanda, whenever I do something silly, like say that someone should be held down and their face pooped on.
We're
not going anywhere. You always think that I'm being serious, that I'm advocating that as a reality.
I've noticed that, too. Wanda does tend to take Virus too seriously.
Yeah, I would never advocate.
Oh, don't even.
Seriously.
Maybe
come on.
Maybe a fart.
I'm honest to the extent at which my, you know,
Okay, well, you said, I advocate we could poop on her, but I wouldn't go so far as to hang her from a noose. I mean, that just sounds kind of...
But I was being...
I don't know what point you were trying to make.
I was attempting humor. Now, apparently I miserably failed, but that was the attempt to be funny. You know, I wouldn't hang her, but I would hold her down and poop on her face. You know, so...
Okay, so then I'll use the common retort done by people who don't want to admit they're wrong and say, well, I'm sorry if I didn't... understand your humor.
Okay, I have a question. Let's move on. What I want to know is, now there was also a case this past week.
The
where
great and powerful
skinhead,
Madge has spoken.
Just shut the fuck up for once. Both of y'alls. There was a case last week where some skinheads got arrested for plotting to assassinate Obama in a mass sheep killing. My question to you is, why? They showed a picture of the guy, a mugshot. Why do all these skinheads look exactly alike?
It's the same reason that any group that associates strongly with one another, that's the look. You know, you watch American X, that's what they looked like. So that's their job to look like that.
American what?
American X? Oh, my God, you've never seen American X?
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's a wonderful movie. First of all, it stars Edward Norton, who is a tremendous actor. If he just had a different voice. He's got this pussy
like
voice
yours.
That's going to kill him. But, American X, I strongly recommend it. But don't you notice that people, I mean, you know, the brown shirts all looked alike because they were part of the brown shirts. And the gang members out
the
here
face.
All look alike.
I like the gays. You
but
know?
It's
the
face.
Gays all look alike.
But it's the face, you know, it's the facial expression. It's like, it looks to me like the same face. It's as if,
well, they're
it's as
inbred.
If the personality, it's as if there's a spirit that was possessed, you know, like in The Exorcist, by the same demon is what it looks like to
well,
me.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that hatred would make you look a certain way. I mean, if you're living in all of that hatred and vitriol, it's got to have an effect on your visage. It's got to.
Visage?
And your choice of clothing.
And your choice
visage?
Of clothing.
What's a visage?
It's visage. It's where you look. It's your it's your
visage.
Image.
Isn't that a gay bar?
Yeah, it is.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Please do.
Funny.
Please do.
There's
if
this.
If you have
queen.
To say, if you have to call it funny before you tell it, it ain't gonna be funny.
God damn, she's tough today.
I think we're all pretty much on edge today, and I think it needs to stop.
I'm really not though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm really not an alcoholic. I swear.
Don't even try that with me.
I just thank drink God a you, lot.
She's talking about herself. So there was, there's this queen who, I don't know if you know him, Nick Starr. He's been listening to my show pretty much since the beginning, except for the past like 2 years. But he used to have this fake pseudonym, Amber Starr. And he had this like sort of female alter ego because he was in the closet as a homosexual for several years until just recently he came out on his blog, and I was told him I was very proud of him. That's really hard to do, blah, blah, blah. So he posts on Flickr the other day. You know, he lives in San Francisco. Okay, two events happen. One, he sent an email, a Facebook message out to people that live in Chicago, including me and some other people that we know, and saying, hey, I'm coming to Chicago. Can you tell me where the gay bars are, what the clubs are good? You know, the websites usually are wrong. And also some sex clubs, okay? Uh-oh. I wasn't going to answer the email because, you know, I don't get out much. and plus, well, okay. But what I really wanted to do is to be mean and tell him to go to Touche on the first Friday of every month because that's fisting night, okay? But I held back. I said, nope. I'm going to be a good person and not send him to the fisting club. He's only like 22. But then yesterday on Twitter, he posts a picture he took of his vote. He voted also absentee like Vera in California, and he voted for McCain as a gay man.
Oh, my God.
And he was so proud of it that he took a picture of it and posted it on Flickr because he's an attention queen.
Send him to the fisting club.
I did.
Bless your heart.
The end.
Well, can I just say, she's got photos of some very, I'm not going to go there. Never mind. Moving right along.
You know who I'm talking about, Wanda?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I told him to go to the fisting club, but I didn't tell him it was fisting, so don't tell him. I just told him.
I'm sending you a picture to look at that I just found on his
website. But it's so funny because I wanted to do that. To tell him to go to the fisting club. And then the next later, I It was like a gift from the goddess. Like, he did something that was so vile,
yeah,
that gave me the reason to do something as vile as I did.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He probably will go, because anyone that self-loathing probably likes to get it up the ass with a huge fist from a fucking bear.
Now you're going to offend all the fisting bottoms out there by saying that
they're so gross.
They're self-loathing.
That picture.
Don't you love it?
You know, why didn't I get it? Okay. I'm sick and tired of
being... I don't have you in my window. God, you just take everything so goddamn personal.
Well, how else am I going to take it, motherfucker? It's me hearing it. How else am I going to take it but personally? It is my person, right? Oh, look, something came on Skype.
I send it to you.
Oh, thank you.
You're not on her friends list.
Well, she never asked to be on Skype.
I did.
You gotta go, hey,
a long,
this is so funny. We do a show every week, and you're not on the.
I asked.
She never calls.
Wanda.
You're not on her Skype list.
Wanda, I asked to be on your Skype list probably over a year ago.
Well, it's because I hate you.
This is building up to something, okay, that I wasn't going to reveal, and now I'm going to. There was a comment which I...
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Okay, yes. I won't.
No, now you have to.
Okay, right, that's like sucking and then stopping right before the finish.
The comment was, basically, and I actually thought I moderated it to let it through, and somehow I didn't, and then I looked that as a sign. I said, well, I didn't moderate it. Okay, it says, Madge, this is from Nick. Madge, you have every right, and you won't find this on the website. This is an exclusive because it's not approved. Madge, you have every right to charge for your podcast, blah, 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 blah. Also, Vera, where do you get off telling Madge she needs to grow up and get a car? Oh, that's not it. Blah, blah. She has a prerogative to ride a bike, and normally, okay, whatever. To Vera. Normally, I can see your point of view on things. However, I think you missed the boat on these topics. And can Wanda and Vera, this is the part
Parts. Appreciate that.
And can Wanda and Vera stop acting like they like each other when it's so painfully obvious they don't?
Boy, is he perceptive, that kid. What insight.
Now that I've read it.
What are you talking about?
That's amazing. Is he the one in the middle there?
His name is Nick.
Oh my god,
maybe it's the same Nick.
I don't know.
I see the picture of the three people you sent me. He's the one in
the middle.
The
Republican,
right?
Is the one in the middle.
I don't know.
Yes.
You know, like, this is just retarded.
The other two actually used to be they used to be.
I know. Yes, I know. I don't know the details about the falling out and explosion, but I know that it exists, and I know that they...
Well, but you didn't know who they were by face, so that's why I didn't know.
So that's the one...
Which
in
is
the
a good
who,
thing.
...who doesn't agree with me, but... well, I like his hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so?
Do you not have anything to say?
Oh, regarding Wanda?
How does one say
you both
that?
Like each other, right?
Well, as much as I know... Wanda Wisdom, of what I know of her, I like very much.
That is
the most
retarded answer. That was,
honey, I don't know. Listen, you sack of shit. I don't, I don't know you. I haven't sat and chatted with you. I've had nice long conversations with Madge on the phone. We've talked. I've gotten to know her. She's gotten to know me. The only time I've spent with you, Wanda, is on this fakakta show.
No, I totally agree. I don't disagree with you at all.
So Nick is right. God damn it.
No, because you have...
After all.
You have to know someone not to like them.
I can't breathe. Oh, hell no. See, this is the one thing. Now, this is the thing about Vera. She's honest.
Hey, what are you saying?
I'm not saying you ain't honest, but you got to dig for it. This one, you don't got to dig for nothing. She said, yeah, Nick's right.
It's gotten me into trouble my whole life.
I just don't think you... I mean, I think it's a stupid thing to say because you can't say it. Using her logic, we don't know each other enough to not like each other.
Huh?
I don't know. I thought
what
it
would it
sense.
Take? Why don't you two get to know each other then? Why don't you? I mean, why? How come?
This just sounds really weird.
Wanda's too busy. Wanda's running, flitting
no,
from one
you
place.
You know what? What? Huh?
You know what? What? What, Wanda? Are we? What? This is a session. Madge, get out your steno pad.
It's out, honey. It's called a pussy.
Oh.
Lips, lips, lips. Go ahead.
I just take umbrage with the comment because I don't. First of all, how do we pretend to sound like we like each other when we don't? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I didn't pick up on that either. Actually, in the show.
I mean, I don't think it sounds strained. I don't think if we disliked each other that there would be. We don't. We have different worldviews.
Well, unless of course this Nick person has insider information. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know him. He's not getting it from me.
But why? You know why? This is what they do to the girls on The View. You can't have a disagreement, and you can't have fundamentally different ideas about things and not, you know, like each other. And to Vera's point, it's absolutely true. And that's not bullshit. I don't know enough
but,
to
but
dislike
Vera and I disagree on several fundamental things, and it doesn't affect the fact that I like her as a human being.
Well, that's what
at
I'm
all.
Saying. That's exactly what I just said, was that okay. Just because you disagree with someone doesn't mean you have to dislike them.
Well, then I wonder what this person is sensing. Maybe
I, you know, and also another point that I find very interesting is I really don't think that the three of us, or I should say the two of you and me, I don't think that fundamentally we disagree on that many things. I think there's certain areas that we probably would have differing opinions on, but I don't think fundamentally we're different. I mean, unless I'm just naive and missing something. But
I don't think we're that far off, but I think we do have some legitimate different ways of looking at things.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, at least as expressed by our characters on the show, which is also
what?
Not a
characters?
Good judge of...
Hello.
That's very true.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, of course you wouldn't because you have no self-reflection.
No, I don't know what you mean by
is
characters.
Is she a vampire?
That's what I mean. You can't look inward at your inner character.
Oh, character. I thought you meant characters. Like, as if I'm putting on a persona that I'm not.
No, that's not what I meant. You know
like
that I would never
ego.
Imply such a thing,
okay.
Ever.
Because you know I'm just a lesbian with food
You're
allergies.
A lesbian with food allergies.
Okay.
Are you? Okay. Are you
but
ladies?
I mean, people do this all the time with me, Wanda Wisdom. And they do this with Madge Weinstein.
Me.
You know, they do this because this is the way that we're presented. So
they do what? What exactly?
People have a relationship with us. Uh-huh. Right? But that relationship is unique for each person. And when I leave here and get off the microphone, I have other relationships with other people who...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to be nuanced.
I don't know what you mean.
Perhaps I shouldn't be.
I don't know what you mean, seriously.
I don't think you should... I think
because
you should beat
we have
us
personalities.
Over the head with it.
We have personalities on this show, and those personalities are not a direct reflection on our personas.
So you're saying maybe since you act differently on your show than on this show, that perhaps that is because, according to this person, that you don't like Vera, so you're acting differently.
No, not at all. I think that would be the most retarded way to look at it. And I'm not that different on this show than I am the other one. The difference is chemistry, and I'm with other people, which I love. That's what I love about the show, because I'm not just, you know, it's not just me.
And I think the same
is true for the two of you.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, in a moment of shocking revelation, I totally agree. I always, when I began this Eat This Hot show with you two, I was constantly being accused of this is the real me and the phony me is over on Vera Speaks. And what I would constantly say is, no, these are both me. But Vera Speaks doesn't evoke the side of me that the two of you evoke and in this show evokes. It's all me. It's aspects of me. It's just what there's no reason for me over on Vera Speaks unless I'm pissed off at a subject to get as riled and as uppity.
You know, I get angry on my show.
I get angry on mine too.
You know, I think we, to answer your question, Vera, I think we do have a lot of fundamental differences. And if
what
we
are
didn't,
they
this
then?
Show
what are
would
the
be
fundamental a, differences?
Just listen. Just please listen. Yeah. There, and I will get to them. But the thing is, if we didn't, this show would be extremely boring. Now, some would argue it is already, but I don't think it is. Now, the thing is, our personalities are very different. Now, are our opinions different? That's not necessarily what I'm talking about. But our personalities are very different. Mine is very different from yours. Vera has a very interesting way of expressing herself. She has strong opinions, yet she is willing to change them. And when somebody is arguing against her strongly held and well held and oftentimes misheld opinions, she is willing to reanalyze them and oftentimes, in my experience, change them. Now, I don't know where I stand on that because, true, I don't have the ability to self-reflect. I find that Wanda is much more likely to defend her existing positions. Now, and that's just an example. Mm-hmm. But because of those kinds of differences, I think the chemistry on this show is truly phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wanda has a very kind demeanor, whereas I'm a cunt and Vera is also. And, you know,
which the show has, you know, gone to great lengths to disprove. I mean, it does show that we're far more complex characters than we'd like you to believe.
You know, and then there's the matter of our opinions on certain things. I mean, for God's sakes, Vera, you like cruises. What more of a difference do you want?
Cruise to Madge is getting her beans off with some, you know,
thank
hobo.
Down and I'm a lesbian, for Christ's sake.
For a dollar in Costa Rica.
I'm a lesbian. You're older than Wanda. I'm the same age as you. But, you know, there's so many differences. You're in a relationship. We're not. There's so many differences, Vera.
You're old.
Okay. See, those are factual differences. What I was talking about, or what I was understanding that was being said, is that at our cores, the way we feel about things are fundamentally different. And I don't think they are. I think we all feel at our heart and soul about the world and about people and about things pretty much very similar.
I think I would say that to some extent.
I don't know enough about you
but
to
I
say
don't,
that.
You what, Wanda?
I think,
I'm just saying I don't know enough about you, honestly, to say that. I mean, I think I get what your point is, and I think that if we, you know, like if we were divergent on everything and couldn't find common ground anywhere, then it would be pointless to listen to this, you know, conversation for more than about 5 minutes. So,
which may have
we
passed.
Certainly we have the ability, and I think the greater point that Madge was trying to make was that we're able to communicate with each other and grow our opinions, and they're not necessarily recalcitrant. Like, we're not rigid to the point where we can't see each other's point of view.
Right.
We may not still come to an agreement, but I can accept that, you know, you have a difference of opinion and you're equally entitled to it. And there's nothing less, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I don't feel like my opinions are the only opinions.
Right.
And I think that's applies to each of us, which is why we're successful.
And Vera has this amazing ability to say, you know what? I don't care what y'all are saying, but some things are incredibly obvious, like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't talk about myself.
But like, you know, you get this. Oh, God, I wish I could think of an example. But, you know, whatever. I can't, but there's tons.
Well, you'll think tonight. You'll write it down.
I was going to say
about it later.
I was just going to say briefly, too, I think there is this tendency, and they do this with women in our culture, but I think we do this as gay men as well. But we're always looking, you know, like, again, people can't have difference of opinion without disliking each other. So ultimately, there must be something wrong with Vera and I's relationship.
I don't think that's what this person, I think this person was catching a vibe.
Well, again, but where does that, you know, give me an example, because I don't see where that comes from.
Well, there is a stiffness. I don't know, because I kind of sense it, too. There's just a stiffness that I don't think I have with you. I don't think I have with Vera.
Well, that's because you two have a relationship together, and you and I have a relationship together.
Yeah.
I think that's
it. I don't have a relationship with Vera.
I don't have. See, I think also what people perceive. It's the same thing that people see celebrities and think that every single celebrity knows one another on an intimate basis. You work on a movie with somebody and never see them. You know, I did two. Mm-hmm. I did two tiny parts in Meryl Streep, who is my goddess. I did two movies that she's in. I never met her. People don't automatically know each other. So I think the assumption is that we all know each other because we're doing the show together. That we, you know, when the show stops, that I chat with Wanda and I chat with Madge and we go out to lunch, cyber-wise. I think there's that preconceived notion in there, but what people don't understand is I know Wanda as much as anybody who listens to Wanda's show knows Wanda. That's the extent that I know Wanda. I don't know her any further. I've had a couple, you know, we've had a couple of conversations.
Well, I would say
before.
You probably know a little bit more. I mean, we have talked probably more than
I've talked with most of
my fans.
And I think that this proves your point that what I've talked, when I've talked to you, other than when you're being Wanda Wisdom, you're pretty much the same person. There isn't a lot of variance. You know, you're a little bit more nonchalant when you're not Wanda Wisdom, but that's basically pretty much it. But I think the point that I'm trying to make is that just because we do a show together, anybody that does a show together doesn't automatically mean that they're intimates, that they know one another, that they're friends.
Yeah.
And that's the case here.
I mean, basically, really.
I hate Vera. Hater.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say, Nick, you're absolutely right. You know, that I think when we come down to it.
You already said that.
Well, I had to repeat it.
I'm leaving and I'm going to work on Fox.
You know what, though? I will say it's true to make it clear to the audience that, you know, we do this show once a week and that's pretty much it. I know I don't really talk to either one of them very often outside of that. I mean, occasionally
that's kind of a cool thing, too, because
Vera and I will have spurts where we're talking about stuff. But most of the time, we, you know, we're just going along on our own business.
Because I think we really have a fresh conversation when we come together. If we were talking to each other all week long, I mean, there would be maybe some more depth or different, you know, different perspective. But I kind of like the fact that we come together with divergent views and we haven't, because there is this tendency too, especially with online communities, I find where, you know, people, like one person says something and then the other, you know, like other people feel like they have to form an opinion about it or they are just an extension of that particular opinion. Whereas for us, we kind of come together and, you know, share our own unique opinions freshly. Like we don't have a, you know, we haven't spent all week sort of talking about things. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Maybe not.
It does to me.
Sure. Okay, enough with that. So I wanted to mention one thing. Do we have time?
We have 5 minutes.
Oh, we do. Okay. So there was a United Nations report saying that the gap that came out this week, the gap between the rich and the poor is in America is expanding at such a rate that several major U.S. cities, including New York, Washington, Atlanta, and New Orleans, those are the ones they mentioned, have inequality, levels of inequality between rich and poor that rival cities in Africa.
Hmm.
So, like, we're talking third world. Thoughts?
It's no big surprise. I mean, this is no, this isn't, yeah, you're, they're right.
It's not a surprise to us, but I think to most people, like people I know, people even in my family, that'll say, well, the recession really hasn't hit yet.
Your you know, family, because is the your problem family is very the, well off?
No. They're well off compared to people on the street. They're on, they, you know, we're a family, they save money. You know what I mean? They're just, they save for the future. They're that kind of saver family. They paid for our college, that kind of family.
Right.
And no, we're not like well off in the sense that, you know, we have a fucking poodle. That's stupid. But I don't want this to be about my parents, but what I'm saying is because it's about a lot of people. But they'll say like, well, I haven't seen any signs of any depression, recession. They can't be that bad. I think it'll bounce back, blah, blah, blah. But on the news, it's as if to me, I don't know if you feel the same way, but whenever I watch the news, for example, or read the paper, it's as if the audience is entirely that it's pointing at is the minority of people in this country that are just fine financially. And it completely ignores the poor people.
Well, I think that's because they have to go after the advertising money. And they can't get it. They can't get anything from the poor people, so they're going to, you know, pander to the people with money.
Oh, yeah.
The complete pandering, the level, the depth of pandering that both candidates this time around have done to the, quote, middle class, which is just really, you know, it's
the
a
people
false...
people that have money.
It's a false.
That's very interesting.
No, it's a false grouping anyway, and the complete abrogation of our responsibility to the poor in this country, and nobody talks about it.
Which is absolutely nothing new. I mean, when everything was going great, and everybody was happy with all the things that were going, everybody was prosperous, and all of this shit that we're all prospering and everything, there were still children in the middle of this country who were not getting lunch and dinner and barely getting breakfast.
Right, but the difference, Vera, is that now it's getting worse.
Well, it's spreading, yeah.
And that's what this article is saying, is it's getting worse.
And I'll tell you, like, I just looked at the amount of money I've been spending. And again, I've got a place to live. I have a regular income, but my cost of living has gone up without me even realizing it. So when I go to the grocery store and when I get on the bus, my costs have, gone up. So I can imagine that somebody who's got children to feed, mm-hmm. who's got even less than I do, is going to be feeling it 10 times worse or even more so. So I, and to like really, every time I hear them talk about the middle class, I'm like, really? So we should help the people that, are already fine for the most part?
I think in some ways, like when Barack talks about middle class, I think in some ways he's really talking about lower class, but nobody wants to consider themselves lower class.
Well, the new term is economically distressed people.
Oh, isn't
Jesus.
But I think that they're just pandering to to a certain type of people who they want to come out and vote for them. Middle class tax cuts. What about the people that are like starving, like you said, that are living on the street? What about them?
I think it really is the simple fact that that because the newspapers are all privately held and all the media is privately held, that it's all pandering. Did somebody just drop a turd? That it's all just pandering to the people with money. Seriously.
Pandering to the consumer.
Well,
who just dropped a turd?
I mean,
I heard a plop.
It was my ice cube.
Oh, I thought somebody dropped a log.
So I keep my throat moist.
Okay.
Okay.
Finish your sentence, Wanda.
No, I was just going to say, I think more and more, and I don't like to be an extremist in my thoughts, but in a lot of ways, it's like corporate. I can't elaborate on this thought all that much other than to say, like, we are just tools. We're sheep. And we feel, even those of us who feel like we've pulled our heads out of our ass still have our heads so far up our ass, we can't really see the true extent to which we are fucked. And we need to address some fundamental issues before we lose all of our freedom and liberty and opportunity.
We are considered by the powers that be consumers, and you hear this language all the time, we are consumers before we are citizens. I mean, citizens is what we really should be, but consumers is how we're treated. And that, I mean, you just think about that word. We hear it so much, but I don't think a lot of people really think about what it means. I mean, it's one who consumes. Mm-hmm. It's as if we're just like ants. But anyway, we should end. I do want to mention that insanefilms.com. I want you to mention a movie that I just reposted. It's not on the blog really in a visible way because it's from way back, but I've been fixing links that are broken because of Mevio and all this. They're fucking
away with the Mevio.
But, right. But it's called The Century of the Self. So just Google it. It's a 4-part documentary. It talks about all this stuff and how we became this consumerist culture and how it's influenced by Freud and Bernays and all this. So.
Oh, I love his sauce.
Don't get saucy with me, Hyven.
Navy.
I'd like to say goodbye to Wonder Wisdom of Lucky Bitch Radio, wonderwisdom.com. Have a good week, and good luck to all of us.
Thank you, and don't forget to pick up a copy of Lavender Magazine, where I'm on the cover this issue.
Where am I going to do that? Do they have it in Chicago?
No, just go online, lavendermagazine.com. You can see my fatty face.
Do you look?
It's an old photo.
Oh, good. Okay, then I'll look. And Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. Thank you, Vera, very much.
It has been such an honor and a pleasure to be with you anyway, because I really don't like Wanda very much.
True.
And Ditto. The cruise is T-minus.
29 days and counting.
I'm just
don't forget Brock the Vote, WandaWisdom.com, Tuesday election day. Watch me.
Okay. And I'm just excited about Wanda's cruise or Vera's cruise because it means we all get 2 weeks off of this shit.
Woohoo!
Okay, don't come back and drown. All right, thanks everyone.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
I'm a slidey, I'm podcasting loud. Hi, Mr. Colonel.